can raise my arm to here, but then it starts to get this. Very good, very good. I'm starting to recognize people. This is probably the closest I get to classroom teaching is in here, but notice some people have been coming all week to the show. So this is our Soup and Science event in the Faculty of Science. My name is Martin Grant. If you have friends that haven't been able to come or be able to check out some of the research that's being done, we are recording these and beaming them by the miracle of modern technology to all people of Earth so they can see it as well. It's sort of a neat trick. We found out a few years ago that we were losing track of who the professors were in the university. McGill had hired, starting from around 2001, about 100 professors every year. And in my faculty, the Faculty of Science, more than two-thirds of the professors weren't here 5 or 10 years ago. And what happened then is all departments would have little wine and cheeses where they would introduce their new professors to each other and to grad students and to the undergrad students, just so people would know what they're doing. And many departments, the people would only have one thing in common, of course, which is what they worked on, which is maybe chemistry or physics or biology or geology, what have you. So people give short talks to introduce themselves to everyone. It's a way of breaking the ice because then you can go and talk to people afterwards about the science they were doing. In the Faculty of Science, we liked this idea, so we copied it and turned it into the Soup and Science. Yeah, go on up. The Soup and Science thing to give an opportunity for undergraduates to see the research that's been done by professors inside the university. And I will make this joke for the last time this week. When I was an undergraduate, I did not have any clue that professors did research. I wasn't an undergraduate here. I was an undergraduate in PEI. And I had no clue that professors were married and had families or anything. I thought they were just like high school teachers, you know. But who knew, you know? This gives you an opportunity to connect into the passion people have as researchers for what they're working on. So they'll all talk just for 3 minutes each. And then we're all done with some silly skill testing questions. And they'll invite everybody to go outside. And I encourage you in the strongest terms to go talk to the profs. They love talking about the research. They love talking to students. And don't be shy. And you might get an opportunity for somewhere you could do research. Or it might be that even if you're not exactly interested in what the person's doing, you can they can give you a lead of other people who would have some research going on that you could be involved with. And I talked to a lot of people who've graduated from McGill over the years, and no one regrets their involvement with research with a professor here. No one regrets working on a field semester in a field school. So I encourage you to try these extra things while you're here at McGill. And at the end of it, when we're all outside, the profs will all jump the queue and grab their Wonder Bread sandwiches. Victor Chisholm is the undergraduate research officer who has reliably been the tallest man in the room for the last 5 years or 6 years we've been running the program. And he can tell you some of the technicalities that are involved in this. This is our last event of this term. We do a rerun of this whole thing at the beginning of every term. So we'll do it again in September with maybe some of the same professors, but maybe different professors. Science, I'm saying all my stuff today. I don't know why. Science is done not only in the Faculty of Science at McGill, but in practically all the faculties. So we have people as well from other faculties throughout the week, and you'll be introduced to them as well. Okay, with that, I'm done for a while, and we'll bring the talent up, and we'll start with Dennis Jensen from Kinesiology and Physical Education. Dennis.
Thank you.